Yeah, it's your boy Half in the building, Ultra Slapdown.
And this is Late Night Leno.
Now rocking with We Love Hip Hop. Let's get it.
Know what time it is.
Malaysia, a.k.a. Mel Black Rose. Shout out We Love Hip Hop. Guys are dope.
You done know already. It's your boy 666, and we're fucking with the We Love Hip Hop Network. Yo, give me this camera.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint to.
Some good shit. Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
To walk with a rag, man, because last week I was sweating fierce.
All right, so let's get it popping. Kimo featuring Trey West, Vilao. I'm going to put a sneaker signal out here. Got some new technologies today.
Friday got a new toy.
Just a rapper, I'm that nigga, I get busy. I be sliding over cars, I'm like Bobby with that glizzy. Niggas capping like they shooting, how come they ain't never hitting? If you never think I'm slipping, run up on me, boy, that's risky. Don't you ask me about no gat, I go double on that tax. Then I rob you for your money, I ain't selling you no strap. Heard he think that he a goon, and he acting tough in class. I ain't even finna do him, he ain't nothing, he can slap. I ain't never cut nobody, told my lawyer to relax. Ain't no killer, but don't push me, I'm the devil when I'm mad.
Next one I got right here is, and I've done it, this is facts. I don't trigger when I do. Actual. Big shout out to Actual.
Every time I come around, I feel just like an eagle. Don't plan on coming down right now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Tune sound pretty good still. The echo's gone now.
Okay. So we are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast. Thursday Ricky Dread, aka The Real Friday. And yeah, to the right of me,
it's me, SSC _ Hey Herks _PK, as usual. You know, it's me, Smokey the Bear, aka Paul Bunyan. Yeah, let's get it in.
Yeah.
Hot grabba, bun my chest.
Hot grabba is in the building. Also, shout out to all the YouTube audience out there who's watching us right now. Please make sure to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button in the corner over there, or wherever the fuck it is.
Yeah, get those numbers back up. Let's hit 10,000 like it was nothing.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the people who are sitting in their cubicles right now, taking it in their headphones or their eye plugs or whatever you call them. You know what I'm saying? And the Samsung users.
Green bubbles.
The green bubble gang.
The green bubble gang. Shout out 6@6.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, all the people who are listening on SoundCloud, iTunes, podcast apps, and Spotify and all different apps and shit. We're over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge. That's 529 Young Street, right here at the corner of Wellesley. It's open every day, Monday to Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you want to get them for bookings for any musical events, any sporting events, all types of things that be going on here, hit them up. Hit up their phone number at 647-278-4369 or hit them up on Instagram at youngsterdam_lounge.
Yeah, bring your ting. Bring the stable, you know, if you got game.
You know what I mean? Your main ting.
And your side ting, or your main ting and your side ting.
Scene. So... You're not going to be able to hear the sound effects out loud today. Fam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're keeping the sound effects to ourselves. Oh, the music's still playing in the background. My bad. Boop. So, yeah. Okay. Let's get to this top six list, okay? Because there's a lot of tunes that dropped this week. Like, fam. A lot of tunes, dog.
Yeah, 15 tracks.
Dog, there was 15 tunes, and even when I got to through the 15 tunes, people were still cheesed, all right? I'm talking about, I put 10 tunes up, 4 honorable mentions.
Yeah, the honorable mention section, that's new. That's added. Well, it's not really new, but there's just so many tracks, you had to make it a little bit bigger than just a one honorable mention.
Yeah, man. And, like, the crazy part is people still weren't happy. People are like, yo, what about such and such? What about so and so? And I'm like, yo, like.
Can only talk about so much.
Like, dog, give me a break. I feel like we had a good list. You know what I'm saying? Comment Gang wasn't as crazy as usual. However, there's some good tunes that are on this list, and we got a good set of picks. You know what I'm saying? So let's get to the shits. Number six. Devin Tracy featuring Gunna, Choosing. So that track right there, Gunna is a man from, like, Atlanta. He's from Atlanta, right? Or Louisiana, one of them down south niggas, right?
Okay.
He got an album with Lil Baby. Lil Baby's on fire, and Devin Tracy's got him featured on the tune and in the video. Man's in the strip club down south, throwing dollars,
making it rain.
What? Listen, dog, big fucking things are going on.
I haven't seen that in the video in a while.
Hey, well, shout out to Devin Tracy.
I see a lot of phones. But I don't see a lot of man making it rain anymore.
Oh, the money phones?
Yeah, I see a lot of money phones. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, like, before it used to be a thing, you see man them making it rain.
Yeah. Man just said, fuck all that making it rain. I'm just keeping the shit to myself. I'm going to make a call. You know what I'm saying? But next on our list, number 5, 88 Glam, Lil Boat.
Yeah.
Listen, that's the video that had the giant models walking around. 88 Glam is those guys. They're signed to EXO. Your brethren's label there, Abel.
He's my brethren now. All right.
That's your friend.
He's my friend. All right, cool.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. Shout out to the 6 at 6. You know what I mean? You guys had the bonding moment over the weekend, and I'm there left on my own.
Man, Drake, you were beating around the bush. You're trying to hide. You're trying to hide it, man. I had to call you out, call you OVO Friday before you would respond. You know what I'm saying? Even if you look in the clip, the man uses the Drake face, like, yo, why are you even fronting? Like, yo, just say my name already. You know you want to say my name. You know what I'm saying? So it was just funny. It was a good moment.
Shout out to the guy who edited that clip right there.
Yeah.
That was me. Next on our list, number 4, Hoto featuring Lou Breeze, God Mode.
Lou Breeze
is back. He's got a fur coat. The man them are in the fucking tundra. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Spitting bars. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they're doing their thing.
And Lou Breeze hasn't been around in a while.
He's been doing other things. I know he's been doing some acting and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure.
You see how y'all like skin niggas always get the acting shit, eh?
I follow his... Well, before Insta changed up the algorithms and stuff, I was following his page. So I'm probably have to go back and re-follow or like something on his page so I can get him back in my algorithm.
Because
It's like, it's weird with that shit. Like, I'm not trying to see everybody I follow's posts, but I want to see a fucking more than 20 people's posts that I follow.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit, we miss you, Lou Breeze. Shit, we didn't get no fucking posts from a nigga. And my Morfires are not working anymore. Oh, well. Anyhow, next on our list, though, number three. Oh, yeah, number three, the top three.
Well, did you skip number? Oh, no, yeah.
No, that was number four. We Love Hip Hop Alumni, okay? A.R. Paisley.
Oh.
Unity.
Yeah.
You seen that one there over the
I posted it.
The Capone Noriega beat.
I like what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge born. I'm feeling that right there. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, he coming with some bars. Oh, also side note, he was showing on his Instagram how he had done a thing over with Adam 22 over the No Jumper podcast.
Yeah.
Like how we did it.
Okay.
And Adam was checking the tune out. He was feeling that shit. You know what I'm saying? So. Yes. That's a dope look right there. Big up to you, A.R. Paisley. Number two, another We Love Hip Hop alumni. Black of the Dawn featuring Smiley, Turn They Back.
Man, Black will be dropping music like fuck, bro.
The man don't stop, eh?
The man, I don't know when he sleeps because the man be dropping music all the time.
Yeah, if he's not in the studio making music,
he's got a video or he's posting or he's always around. Like, you always see him. Every day I can expect to see something different.
Yeah, man.
Or I'll see the same thing twice, like, you know, for like a 1-2 day, and then boom, it's something different, different artists he's featuring on, or, you know.
Yeah.
So he's constantly working.
Yeah, Blacka to me, he can get the title of hardest working man in Toronto right now.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I could give him that.
Yeah. I usually, people have been giving me that title before, but I give it to you, Black of the Dawn. That's all you right there.
He's definitely putting in his work.
Now, the number one track, okay, and we're going to be talking about this person a little bit later as well.
Okay.
I don't have a drum roll today, so sorry, guys. My drum rolls are down. You know what I'm saying?
Friday got new toys. He's learning how to use them.
One toy at a time, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm focusing on this other toy here that's giving you the music streamlined straight to your brain. So just easy, okay? But number one.
Okay.
Dre Bars.
Oh.
And Jeezy Loc.
Oh.
50 Round Drum and Blue Woo.
Blue Woo.
Bars on top of bars on top of bars on top of bars.
Dre Bars had a busy weekend, say the least.
I'm trying to smoke.
Blood clot. Fucking, then he had the 50 round and the Blue Woo, and then the G track,
woo.
You know, like the goof track, whatever, you know, but like, yeah. Wow, like, we'll see. And then the two responses, they're good too. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Then Dre Bar, I got to see what's coming next.
It's a busy guy. He's a busy guy.
You notice you made.
Hold on a second. And that's our top six. But before we keep on going on about this, we might end up in a tune again. So let's just calm down.
I know, man. That's what I was just about to say. You ended up in the intro of a diss track.
Because the more we say the man's name, somebody's thinking, let me just chop that up. I'm going to throw that as the intro of my next tune. Bro, and then I'm going to go at his head top.
Sounds like a busy week.
And we're not responsible, okay?
Busy weekend.
Yo, I love this fucking city, man. These motherfuckers is crazy, bro. Okay, let me get into some other shit here. Before we get into the matters of the evening, I want to know one thing.
And more tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?
See, you're not going
to... And more tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?
Hold on, you want to hear
And more tune for your head top, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?
Yeah, hey, but then the echo comes shot every up, day, so...
You be all right, nigga. You tough, right?
Oh, what the hell is this?
We're getting feedback. My bad. I got it.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
Well,
there you go. So what you smoking on there, sir?
I got some of this LA Confidential in my vault.
Ooh.
And I also have some leftover dark plasma.
Straight from La La Land. La La La.
Confidential.
It's confidential. Y'all can't see this. No, I'm playing.
And then.
Y'all can take a look at this. This scrumptious bud here.
My last nugget of the dark plasma here.
Dark plasma had freaking 6 at 6 dying last week. He couldn't believe the names that were coming out of the weed technologies of these days.
Nowadays, people just be coming up with names. They want to have that standout effect. That you know.
Before I get into what I'm smoking, let me pull out another one of my pre-rolls.
Oh, Friday stepping up his game.
Yeah. Sav's giving me the wrap it up.
Cut it.
We got time.
Oh, Friday got time today.
No, okay, we don't got time today. And
we're running late a little bit.
Okay, so I got some shit here in my jar. A little jar here. We still got some stuff from last week here. Some Gorilla Glue.
The Gorilla Glue? Excuse me, yo. I'm fucking high, man. Start yawning when I get high.
or Oregon Golden Goat.
Yeah, this shit was like, doing like, oh, it smells like candy.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, it does, actually. And Gorilla Glue is back again.
Yes.
So, arr, that's the sound of a gorilla, by the way, for the people who didn't know.
That's not a gorilla. Nah. Don't even do that. Gorillas beat their chest. They don't.
Ooh, those gorilla sounds got me hot. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm smoking on. If you want to get yourself that and you can get a delivery, you know what I'm saying? Hit up their website. That's meds.medidispensary.ca. Or you can get them on Instagram. That's MotherEarth_TO. All right. Get that special delivery. Use the promo code WLHH. I can't speak today. WLHH. And you'll get yourself a discount.
We love hip hop.
Or not a discount. You're going to get yourself free delivery. All right.
Someone says something about empty pipes.
Jesus Christ. So apparently Pusha T says fuck Drake.
And then also I seen something that said he didn't say that. That is like some hack or some shit.
Okay, so to bring
like
some
a tweet and like a it was like what was like a screenshot, like a screensaver picture or something like that.
Okay, well he's saying, and just to give the people some premise, Pusha T was at a show, he was doing the festival for Tyler the Creator.
Okay.
Right? He comes out, and in the backdrop of his stage, or
yeah,
his,
that's what it was. A it backdrop. Says,
"Fuck Drake." He's saying he didn't authorize the shit.
Yeah, someone did it on.
Is the tech man's?
They thought they're being smart.
Yeah,
they're being fresh.
So my opinion is, fuck you. You're lying. And you're gonna be here next week. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'll pull up on you or anything like that. Let's calm down.
He wants Friday's giving you moderate smoke.
I'm just saying that. Don't think that niggas think that. Oh. That was a miscight by, you know, and you had no idea.
What about soundcheck? What about soundcheck? They didn't do that. They just popped that. Oh, yeah, you know, we're going to do a little something special for the show.
Savvy. I'm just going to light up my spliff. Sorry.
So.
Oh,
so for the people who can't hear Sav, right? What she's saying is she feels, and a lot of other people in the industry have heard on other people like Buttons and other people saying, oh, that's not Pusha T like, and I believe Pusha T because he's not the type who would lie. Why not? Why the fuck not?
Hey, he's saying it's not him, so give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, so let's take it to the comment gang. All right, comment gang, scrown. Right?
Yeah, comment gang.
I have a list of comments from the comment gang here today.
Wow.
All right. So shout out to the comment gang. You know what I mean? Y'all been rocking with us. I'm gonna read out the list of what the comment gang thinks about this thing.
All right. Speak on it.
So KJ_Clement says, nobody would put their job on the line for BS like that. Sav. Goliath Pot.
Yo, why you keep sending shots at Sav, yo?
I'm sorry.
You want Sav to wheel up? Yo, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm sorry.
Why keep sending shots at Sav? Sav's okay. Ready. She have her vest on today.
Goliath Pot says, no way a promoter took the initiative on this. That's all push. But why backtrack? If you're going to clout chase, then own it. Goliath Pot. Right? Shout out to you, Goliath Pa. Miss Moves Up. Yes, not Pusha T style at all. It wasn't the promoter, but the tech. Why bother with this when the KO was already happened a few months ago?
Yeah, it's like, you know, kicking a dog when it's down. I'm not saying Drake's a dog or anything, but, you know, the analogy, you know, when a man, you know, you don't kick a man when he's down. And in this situation, it's like, Pusha said he wants to hear the song that Drake has.
Right.
So he's trying to get him out of his character and make him release a track. So doing little subliminals like that and then saying, oh, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me, it was the tech guy.
You know, is a way he could like kind of backtrack and still get the message across, which is fuck Drake and his opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Couple more, okay? Highwood Delph says he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. He didn't really want it up there, or he would have addressed it on stage, no? Which he did address it on stage. He was like, I don't know about this behind me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Who else is here? CJ Wise Official says, come on.
Did you take it down? For sure.
Well, that's the thing. He's performing with the thing behind him. He's got a continuous show. So he just performed the whole show with the thing behind him, I guess.
Yeah, but that's just like when J. Cole was beefing with Pump. Mm-hmm. And the man then were saying, fuck Pump. He's like, no, he shut that shit down.
Okay, well, this has happened before where people are like at shows saying, fuck Drake. And Pusha T doesn't encourage it. He just waits, he waits. And then he's like, y'all got that out of your system? Okay, cool. And then he continues the shit, which is evidence of him not poking the bear. Okay. Or poking the champagne.
Well, maybe
poppy.
It was just a technical staff snafu. And, you know, that's all it was. It was a mistake on someone. It was bad
here
judgment.
Here you go now.
Who's this?
Now you jumping on the fucking Pusha train.
Who, me?
Yes, you, nigga.
Oh, I'm just saying, if that's what the case is, it could be.
It so could we started be. This.
You just gave it facts. You just added the fact right there, and now you're trying to take it back. I don't understand.
We started this, and you're like, yo, it couldn't be the fucking tech.
I'm saying it couldn't be the tech, but maybe with all the way he's backtracking, maybe it is the tech. I don't know.
You have a point to stand on. But I don't understand.
All I'm saying is anything's possible.
Okay, couple more.
He could have easily came out with a shirt that said fuck Drake, or, you know, he could have had other ways of saying it.
That would have been too easy.
Yeah, so this is, like I said, you know, maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. You'll never know, right? You got to take the man at face value. He said he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? And then other people are saying, who's going to lose their job for that? That's a true question. Who's going to lose their job for that?
Eh?
Did anybody lose their job is the question.
We'll never know.
Exactly.
Right? Probably everybody's job intact. Last one I'm going to read. Stubbs Fam One Entertainment. Pusha T doesn't want smoke after he thought about it. And he played checkers. Now Drizzy's finna play chess on his box braids. Bomba Club!
We'll see. Drake, I don't know.
Sad, but the concert's still sold out. Yeah, he's coming to Toronto. So for the people who have any issues with that, then you could take it up with him over there. I'm not encouraging anything. I'm just saying that's all I got.
There's some sales for him.
You know what I mean? It's sold out. You know what I mean? There might be a front row full of goons. There might you see a bunch of owl shirts in the front.
Well, who knows? You never know.
Last thing I want to mention. You're telling me I seen on Instagram, rapper YG beats Case.
Well, I've seen a clip. I've only seen that one clip, and I haven't seen nothing else of it.
Yeah, well, he was like, he made it onto like national news and everything with his case. You know, he was on the run. There was alleged, I guess, attempted murder and stuff like that was on him. He ran to the States, or he fled to the States, and then he got caught over there. Okay? From what I was seeing from the Instagram post and everything, he had posted like, he had used $500,000 in lawyer fees and whatever.
No, I heard
whatever.
It was like 50.
50,000?
Yeah. He dropped like 50 grand on his lawyer or some shit.
Okay.
And then, you know, the people jump out right away and want to say he infam or he rat. And other people are saying, well, maybe the person recanted their story or the cop fucked up or, you know,
yeah.
Anything is possible. So I don't know. But Hey.
That's a lot of bands. I feel like 50 grand is a lot to be putting down on the case. So if you beat it, you beat it.
That's what his freedom is worth to him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to him being able to make sure that he got 50 bands for a fucking lawyer.
Yeah. That's another comment people were saying. Make sure you guys stack up your lawyer fees, man.
Yeah, man. Don't get caught slipping. And then next thing you know, you're like, yo, fam, legal aid thing?
Yeah, it's not good for, you know.
Legal aid ain't going to be able to help you, eh? They get like fucking 400 cases per day. Right? They ain't worrying about your ass. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's pleading. You know what I'm saying? Plead. Boom. That's what they do with you. So if you're advice to all the man them that are doing their thing, stack your lawyer fees, B. You know what I'm saying? Let's cut to the break.
Yeah.
I have a track here by Audrey, Liquor Store. Let's get it popping here.
Hot in here.
It's getting hot in here.
I'm a lot of this. I'm a lot of this. make it die for me. I'm selfish, but you know you can't help it. I'm a savage, pretty, but I'm playing Playboy Cardi while I ride in inventions. But you know I can't help it. Now that I'm older, no, I can't let these niggas get one over. I'm sober, and better now that I'm sober. I got out my feelings, 'cause don't nobody.
Oh, yeah, shout out Eddie Jones.
Yeah, shout out to Eddie Jones, yo.
Big ups, big ups.
Yeah, man was saying that he thought it was going to be some auto tune. Like, nah, Eddie got bars. Eddie got bars. He wasn't playing, you know what I'm saying? He came through with a bunch of chats on the fucking live, and he backed it up with some bars. So big up to you, Eddie Jones. But we have the 6 at 6 in the building, you know.
Yes, y'all. Toronto news reporter.
And shout out to Savvy. She always keeps me well informed on stuff, you know what I'm saying? Let me pull up my information here. She's saying Brandon
Walzak. The C is silent. You know, no, like Django, the D is silent. Anyway.
Okay, so that's like from your news report.
I thought it was catchy stuff.
Because I'm like, yo, Brandon. She was like, Brandon Walzak? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, Toronto. Brandon Walzak here with your morning's weather.
Let the man talk.
Okay, so what's your favorite skit?
Personally, Bibbidi and SK was my favorite. I feel like I'm missing like two best friends in my life because I can't do Bibbidi and SK anymore, unfortunately.
Why not?
Because Snapchat are fucking snake rat goofs and they deleted the filters. And Bibbidi was like, Bibbidi and SK, like the just the way that they just work together, it was like a legendary comedic duo of anything like Dumb and Dumber or Beavis and Butthead or Ren and Stimpy. Like there was just, it was Bibbidi and SK. And right. I was like, oh my God, like this is it. Like yeah. I found it. And now if I want to do it, it's like, it's expensive and I'm working on it. Like don't get it twisted. Don't think I've just like folded my dreams and curled over and moved on. Like fuck yeah. No, my nigga, I'm working on, you know, making this shit some next level shit. It's just, you know, when you take it from a phone and take it to, like, mainstream, I don't want to just do a YouTube video.
Mm.
I don't want to stop there. I want a Netflix contract. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck a YouTube video. I want Netflix money. I want Bibbidi and SK the series. You know what I'm saying? So I've moved on to making it big and... You know, the diehard fans of the people that have been fans of mine for years and do know about Bibbidi and SK,
yeah.
They're going to be so happy with me when that actually does come to fruition and it does, like, you know, like Bibbidi and SK, the series, oh my God, we got 12 episodes, Netflix, fucking, wow. Like, yo, yeah. Let's get high, sit down, order pizza, like, it's fucking Bibbidi, like, yo, just everything will be worth it when I see, like, I open my PS4 and Netflix comes on and I see my fucking tile on Netflix.
Mm.
Click play, view fucking okay. Episode. Like, yo, once I see that, I'm going to be like.
So Netflix is one of the markers because I don't want
to. Absolutely. Netflix is. Do you know how much money they put into Canadian content? Like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, it's no joke. Like, Netflix has big fucking money.
And they're putting it into Canadian content, you're saying?
Canadian content specifically.
Break that down to us, because, like, I'm actually out of the loop of that right now.
They put money into everything, but there is different, like, there's Netflix Canada, there's Netflix Europe, there's Netflix, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So Netflix Canada has put in a couple $100 million into Canadian content.
Wow.
So these people are out here getting grants and making fucking movies. Like, yeah, some of them don't get picked and go on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Some of them do. Bibbidi and SK, just so happens to be something that would definitely get picked if I, you know, play my cards right.
So did you ever think of making like an animated series?
Animated series is in the works right now. So like I'm working on that. So even if I don't get the whole Netflix thing, like with, cause like the face morphing.
Yeah.
For those of the viewers that aren't, familiar with Bibbidi and SK, the Snapchat filters morphed my face. So, SK's got like kind of a slanted jaw and Bibbidi's got like big eyes and he's an alien, right? Okay. SK's like the Scarborough Hood nigga, and like the alien and the Scarborough Hood nigga chilling. They're just, it's just like, it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous fun. So,
yeah,
the face morphing is actually really hard to do because we're talking frame for frame and, you know, video runs at 30 frames a second, which is 30 pictures that makes the thing move, right? Yeah. So 30 pictures a second, and let's say we're doing a 20-minute episode. You do the math. It's a fucking insane amount of work. So yeah. I don't have the skill to do, like, I'm not that sick with the editing program.
Yeah, so were you saying that Snapchat was just offering that just as one of their filters?
That's what Snapchat does, which is why it's so crazy, because it's like, yo, like, I was like, oh, this shit should be easy because Snapchat could do it. Like, I could too. And then when I really got down to the bare bones of how to do it, I was like, nigga, Snapchat does this for free, and this shit, if I was to take it to somebody who could actually edit video and say, how much would it cost you, or how much would it cost for you to edit a 15-minute video?
Yeah.
It would cost like $20,000. Like, wow. it's something ridiculous, yeah. like for that kind of edit. Like, we're talking frame for frame, flawless edit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Face morphing.
Yeah, like, I'm not talking like some two like half ass shit.
And it's two faces, like two different, like.
Yeah, I'm talking Hollywood shit. You're talking big money, you know what I'm saying? And it wouldn't just be one person. It would be eight people in a room doing this shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gusher Gang.
Another one, yeah.
Guys got so much in the tuck.
Yeah, how'd you come up with that?
Honestly, like, okay, so I was like, Bibbidi and SK was, this is perfect that you come up with this question right after. Mm. I was really hit hard when Bibbidi and SK's filters fell off. Like, I was hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, emotionally distraught. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, fuck. Like, you know, I'm searching the app store for like, apps that could change your face, right? I found like a Chinese version of Snapchat. It's called like B33120. Like, it's actually called that. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So I add this app and they just have bare filters, like hundreds and hundreds of filters. So I was like, yo, lit. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking through some of them. Mm. Regin, I found every fruit. I found an apple, a lemon, you know, this, that.
Yeah.
And then I just did
plantain.
Like, yeah, plant. Well, you know, plantain isn't even plantain, but it looked like plantain, don't it? Shit looked like plantain. See?
It's an unripened banana.
Yo, that Gusher Gang skit is too hilarious. Like, yo, that, like, that could be a, this is
a, got tears in his eyes right now.
That's when something is really funny to me, I cry. I like,
I appreciate crying that. Doesn't
like, I don't cry over sad things. Like, people look at me like, this nigga doesn't cry when someone, no, comedy makes me cry. Like, that's what, cuz I'm so fucking, I'm laughing, I can't control it. Anybody who knows me knows.
Yeah.
When I'm fucking dropping tears or something, it has to be funny, because
so Common Gang, fucking be easy on her.
Hit him with a tissue. Stole.
Yo, listen to me. This cuz I'm just thinking of all the different things, how you deal with them, how you talk. Yo, I'll Greeks you. Yo, just come. Yo, fam, just go. Like, yo, the orange. Yo. I'll peel you if. Yo, banana, just go. Yo. Trust me, yo. Like,
I did that purposely. Like, I gave them individual personalities.
Mm.
Like, I made Lemon the instigator because he's like bitter, you know. Like, I was just thinking, like, how the fuck would I, you know, finesse, you know?
Yeah.
So Lemon's like the instigator, and Apple thinks he's like hard, but Orange always checks him, you know. And Orange is like that nigga, you know.
Yeah.
But Strawberry is like that nigga.
Chocolate,
like,
the chocolate, nope, yeah. Chocolate dip.
Nobody could talk to Strawberry because Strawberry. Put it this way, it would be dip. Like. Yeah. Because it's chocolate dipped, you know?
Bro. Oh my goodness.
So strawberries like that nigga, and bananas is like the weirdo, like, yeah, like yeah, tall, yeah, lanky ass, light skinned nigga, you know?
He
like,
always pops up in the room and says, yeah, says some weird shit. Oh,
he comes in eating a banana when he's a fucking banana, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's weird like that.
This guy has the shit.
There's actually levels, that. Bro. If you didn't see that episode, it was fucking funny, bro.
Holy.
I was, it took me literally like 2 hours to post it because I was laughing.
I don't know how you edit this shit. Like, I'm just like,
fuck. Yeah, you're probably cracking up when you do edits.
It took a long time to learn, but I mean, it was is worth it. It's something that, you know, I pride myself in. I did some. I learned. I taught myself how to use these programs. Mm-hmm. When people go to school to like learn how to use these programs.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
You know, not many niggas could say like that. They could like flat out. You can't say like, you know, I like sat there trial and error, taught myself how to do this,
mm-hmm.
watching movies and watching videos and like. Really, like, not focusing on the entertainment part of it.
Focusing on, like, the editing and stuff.
Yeah, the way they're doing transitions and the way they're moving things and the way things are fucking, you know, eye-catching. Like, I...
Visuals.
I took it and I utilized my knowledge and my wit and I did it.
Well, being self-taught, hands down, brother. Like, my hat's off to you. Because, like, yo, Toronto Westerns... The new one's
coming.
I've been asking for the new one. Bro.
The like, day that you guys, when are you guys going to drop this?
We'll probably be dropping part of this in this week and then part of it next week.
Okay.
Quick question, because you do a lot of different things.
I do.
I'm watching BET Freestyle Friday competition, and all of a sudden 6ix6ix pops up. I'm like, this nigga raps too?
I was a rapper before I even did videos, before I was even funny. I was rapping, and I'm fucking nice with it, too, by the way.
You killed it on that. In the
no, fuck the Freestyle Friday shit. I'm nice in general. But what I'm saying is that, I was like, you know, how am I going to... Because, like, who gives a fuck about another Toronto artist 6 years ago? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, like, I'm talking, like, when we were pushing mixtapes and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And,
Sorry.
And then I was like, you know what? I was going to school and, you know, it was a flustered time still. I was going to school for culinary and then I went to school for tattooing.
Because
I'm trying to find my career path, right?
Right.
I hated... cooking in a kitchen. Like, I like cooking for my girl, you know, or a ting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that always has a really good benefit, you know?
Yeah,
we don't
get
tips in the kitchen in, you know, in Liberty Village. But, you know, and then I started tattooing, and I don't like tattooing because I don't like people going, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to, like, be stabbing somebody with, like, it just, I don't know. I like to get tattooed. I don't like to do the tattooing. So I was like, fuck this. And then in the middle of tattooing at a tattoo shop, I was like, fuck, I'm just going to do a weather report.
Mm-hmm.
No rhyme or reason. No, I don't know why I did it, but I did it.
Thank you.
You know? And back then I had 600 followers. I was just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Friday, what the hell did you do?
I'm destroying this blank.
And, yeah. 600 followers and I got like 13 likes and you know, 4 comments, and back then that was a big deal.
Right.
So I just kept pushing it and years later here we are.
Wow. So you will transition from the rapping until fucking just turn into something completely different.
Yeah, because my thought process was like, who cares about another Toronto artist at the time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, how am I going to make myself relevant? And I was like, you know, I'll start doing videos.
So I
started doing videos and utilizing social media back in the day when social media wasn't as big of a tool as it is now. And it worked.
You're literally one of the first people to be doing that on Instagram.
In Toronto.
There's a lot of people that will give you that nod. Like, yeah, you're like the godfather when it comes to that.
Don't say that.
I've heard men say that. Like, yo, shout you out like, yo. You've inspired them to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
that, yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing it since like Instagram had those fucked up filters. You remember the filters back in the day with like the black border? You know
Back when it was like a ugly blue Instagram at the top.
I gotta go all
didn't
the way
even
back.
Have the curls and the letters. Yo,
so I go all the way back to like the first couple of posts for that on my page.
Trust me, you know what I'm talking about. Exactly with the white, about. It's white on the edges everybody and black.
If you see anybody liking any of those posts, look out for that person. They went way too far down on your Instagram feed.
Bro, I need to purge my Instagram page. I'm telling you.
Two-part question. Or actually, before I get to that two-part question, what ends are you from, Doug?
I was born a block away. Mm-hmm. They shut that hospital down now at Wellesley and Sherbourne.
Okay.
But I was born in that hospital there in Bleecker. And then I moved out to Markham and Eglinton when I was a kid. Lived in Markham and Eglinton for a long time. And then moved to Danforth.
Wow.
So Scarborough Ute, downtown Ute.
Yeah. And like, you've been doing all of this music and comedy now. So give me, and I have a two-part question now. Mm-hmm. Give me some of your musical influences. And then after that, some of your comedy influences.
Musical influences are Big L, Eminem.
Fire.
Big L, like, first, because Big L is
R.I.P.
motherfucking Big L.
Yeah.
Straight.
And Eminem before he was shit. So I'm talking specifically Slim Shady LP, Marshall Mathers LP, and Infinite, if you guys have ever heard Infinite.
The first one.
It's actually, like, insane. Somebody who could actually write something that skilled, like, it's insane. Jay-Z, absolutely. And I mean, I'm an old school guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could keep going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Lox, like Method Man, Red Man, you know what I mean? I'm not into the new school rap. I can't get down with it. Like, yo, 1-2 songs, like, yeah, I like. And I'm not talking to, I'm talking about new school mainstream when I say that. I'm not talking about some of these niggas out here doing their thing. Because if you see my Instagram, you know, if I'm promoting a song, it's because I like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Exactly.
Money,
Traffic. That song is disgusting, bro.
Bro, I seen you post your video, that little reaction video. I went, watched that video at least 20 times. I wheeled back the first verse about 15 times. Like, yo, bro, a tuna can is no not more. For a sandwich. You put it in a sock, run in his house, and blam him. Bro, I was like, what the?
He's disgusting, crazy. Bro. Yo, and this is what I'm talking about. See, this is the difference between real niggas and fake niggas. Mm. I don't promote shit I don't like.
Yeah.
And I refuse to. I don't give a fuck. You're trying to throw me a rack. Like, okay, like, yo, I'll put it on my story, but like, I'm not putting it on my page.
It's trash.
And I don't like it. Like, we're going to have to work something out, fam, because let me tell you, like, you know,
yeah,
it needs to be that way, bro. You can't, because what I'm doing when I do that is I'm putting on. So I'm feeding the people that I'm here to, like, entertain. I'm also saying, here, listen to something that I don't even like.
Mm.
That's fake as fuck. Like, yo, people follow me because they know that I speak the truth. And when I say something, I'm not, like, going back on my word, you know?
Yeah.
That's important. Important at it, on the block. That's important on the street. That's important in life.
Well, it's, you know, at the same time, it's also for as a personal page, and people are looking at you as a personal brand.
Yeah, it's a catalog.
People are looking, you know, they come to you, then if that's what your opinion is on the track, then they're like, that what you like? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Also, the first skit that you feel that you started picking up traction.
I went into Canadian Tire at down the street at Eaton Center.
Okay.
I went in the Canadian Tire and started singing The Lion King on the PA system. I just don't know. One day...
I forgot about that.
So I watched, because, yo, you know it's on the phone, right? Like, they hit, like, a code.
Yeah.
So I watched the nigga, bro, for, like, 3 days, bro. I was like, yo, I got to find out what that code is, you know?
Yeah.
And I scoped the code still. Like, yo, I watched the man go, and I was like, okay, you know, I can't see the code, but, you know? Yes. So, like, the man hit the code, and I was like, oh, I got the code, you know? I was like, yo. I went home. I'm, like, pacing around my room. This is, like I said, when I had 600 followers, I was like, should I do it? Do I have the nerve to do this? And I was like, yo, fuck this, bro. Walk back down there, grab the phone, and just let loose, dog. Oh my Next God. Thing you know, World Star picked it. Like, this is, like, once again. I feel old, dog. Wow. Most of these millennials don't even know what World Star is.
Well, no, World Star's still popping.
No, Six Buzz
is popping. Not as much popping, but...
Six Buzz is popping.
Six Toronto. Buzz is definitely popping.
Yes, in Toronto, you said? Nah, bro. Nah, these guys have followers all over the world.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying, but like Six Buzz is like... That's what they say. Oh, Six Buzz is I was going to say We Love Hip Hop, but the flipping World Star of like Toronto and wherever now.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I remember Six Buzz when they had... like 15,000 followers. They were like, yo, drop a post for us. I was like, yeah, you know.
Wow.
And now they're next level. Like, but like what they're doing is so needed and necessary. Thank God we have the, like, you know, like that crazy ass page now, but like that's successful in Canada. It's always all over the States, those big pages, you know.
There's a lot of big influencers who follow them, you know what I mean, that makes it even a bigger deal, because then when you get a post on there, people are like, oh shit, French Montana might see this, Drake might see this, you know what I'm saying? Big deals. One thing I also want to ask, because you were mentioning before, you went through this like a stage where you're doing tattoos and stuff like that. How long were you doing tattoos for?
2 years.
Wow. So you're on your way to doing tattoo artist.
I hated it though.
So then that's when you started tattooing your face and everything like that?
Oh no, I did that when I was young. Yeah.
So you were getting face tats before it was even popular, because now everybody has them.
I got my first tattoo when I was 15. My first tattoo was BMW across my neck, because BMW is my initials.
Right.
My mom beat the fucking shit out of me. Oh, she freaked the fuck out. And my mom's like Polish. But when you piss her off, because she spent how many years with a fucking Jamaican, she goes Jamaican all of a sudden. So it's fucked when she comes, and you just start getting beat by a white woman that's black. It's weird. So, like, you know, I got my ass bust for that. And I think I was like, I was 19, 18, 18. I want to say 18 when I did my face. It's 11 years ago.
Wow. You know what I was thinking also? Because a lot of your skits, right? It's so Toronto based, like as far as like with the slangs and everything like that, right? And that's something that we all embrace now. When do you think Toronto started embracing its own slang, where like you can use it and make skits and stuff?
Well, I can't really take credit for Toronto slang.
No, I'm not saying that, but when do you think it started to become something where you can be like, you know what? I'm just fuck it, I could just use that, and that's funny.
Social media is a big influence to that, man. Like, it's 100%. Like, it became acceptable. Like, you know, even mothers know, like, Wagwan. You see what I'm saying? Like, I could walk in and be like, yo, wah pop. My mom would be like, you know what I'm saying? And social media is a huge influence on that. It's made it acceptable for people, white, black, don't matter what race you are, don't matter what color you are.
Yeah.
And that's what's so fucking beautiful about Toronto.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story.
Hey, yo, you're right, though. But let me take a quick second, pay some quick bills. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to...
Sorry. Pay some quick bills.
You know, you got to do it. So shout out to the shirt I'm wearing over here, Money First. It's the start of a new generation, the genesis of Green or G. Reen clothing line company, and the creation of a new form of wear inspired and designed by money. If you want to order, please hit up the website. That's g-reen.myshopify.com, or hit up their IG at G. Reen clothing line. And yeah, hook it all up. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. And all the links will also be in the description and stuff like that. All right. You can get shirts like this and whatever else that you want to pre-order. 3-part question.
Sorry, I was admiring.
We'll talk about those after.
Yeah, yeah.
While he was paying bills, you know.
And for the people who are just tuning in now, we got Six at Six in the motherfucking building. Yeah, you know?
Creator of the Toronto Westerns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
multiple other skits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Three-part question.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so how did you get on the cover of the Cardi B mixtape?
I knew this was going to be a fucking...
What's it called? Gangsta Bitch Volume 1.
Yeah.
Right? Two...
He's the guy, not the fake guy.
I'm eating. Right?
So, and I'm glad that the fake guy was mentioned.
There was a
right?
fake guy too. There was a fake us going around.
So, yeah. the second part of the question is, what happened with that guy, and what happened in the Denali?
That's how you guys are doing me in here.
Vegas, bro.
Really put me on the spot.
It's Vegas.
Okay,
bro.
So my manager at the time, his name's Lucas. He actually manages Young T now, Young Tory. Young mm-hmm. Tory, what up, Young Tory? But yeah, so my manager at the time hit me up one day and was just like, yo, I got you on the cover of Cardi B and you got to eat a pussy, come here. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, I got you on the cover of Cardi B and they need a picture of you eating a pussy. And I was like, what? He's like, yo, just come over. Like, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. You know? So I'm like... Nigga, you know, so yeah, so I went and he's like, yo, you're not actually eating, like, you know, so fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, Cardi B, I seen her videos. She was like really like raw and just loud and annoying, to be completely honest. And I was like, I don't know if I like this. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyways, ended up agreeing to it, obviously. And we go and we meet Cardi, and she's like mad fucking cool. Like, she's like one of the niggas, bro. Which is what really, like, really, that's when I was like, because see, like, people who are gonna watch this, if they are my fans, like, yo, this guy's like so different on camera from like when I'm doing my skits when I'm just being Brandon. Six at Six, Brandon. You see what I'm saying? Differentiating as a brand and as a person. Like, nice. It went from Cardi B to whatever her name is. I can't even pronounce her name properly.
Yeah.
Whatever. But you see what I'm saying? She differentiates. Like, she's just so different in person.
Yeah,
but she
was
mad chill. So we're kicking it. We're cool and chilling, whatever, you know. I was smoking a little bit back at the time and fucking we're drinking Henny and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we shot the the camera. Okay. Shot the pictures with the camera.
So
and
contact.
Her manager was a major cock block too, talking about, oh, we just need the picture of you eating her pussy, Ray Tay Tay. And I was like,
wow.
I'm like, looking at this guy like, yo, whose man's is this, bro? And she's like, no, I want more pictures with him because he's pretty. And I was like, okay.
The Cardi B cosign.
Yeah, so he got all mad, stormed off back into the studio like a little fucking... Yo, don't even get me started.
So, okay, so then what happened with this other guy that was supposed to be perpetrating saying that it was you?
Yeah, this guy tried to sue her saying that it was him on the cover of the album. But what actually had happened was he's a tattoo model. So his tattoo is an outline of like a generalization of tattoos. It's what people use to like do stuff with, like, you know what I mean? So fucking they use me for the album cover. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
My back piece wasn't finished yet. So what they did was they paid him for his tattoo, like
the image.
Image, right. Exactly. And then they imposed it on my back.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, my daughter saw that, Ray T. If you see this nigga, he like, I'm a skinny nigga. Okay, like, I flexed my back out a little bit, made it look like I, you know, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to make it look like I'm eating some pussy, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know what I'm saying? This nigga's huge, bro. Like, yo, motherfucker, chill out. That's not you. You know that's not you. Yeah. He's talking about, oh, my daughter saw it, and I'm so hurt and clout distraught. Chase. Like, nice your talks, waste you. You know what I mean?
Clout chase.
So it is what it is. I mean, what happened in the Denali?
What happened in
a little
Denali?
Bit. I'll just leave it at that, you know?
The Denali is officially Las Vegas, bro.
Exactly, right? You can't kiss and tell, dog. What That's how you don't get Denali kissed again, in the Denali?
Is that what's happening? Vegas happens in Vegas. Basically, the Denali is Vegas, all right?
Kiss and tell, you don't get kissed again, fam. That's for sure.
That's right. She's married now anyway. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want Offset to run up on you. You don't want Offset with the pull-up, eh? Hey. Okay.
Get a good zoom on that. Make sure you zoom in on that. Run up on me, Offset, please. Have a new chain.
You might send Takeoff. You don't expect Takeoff to come running up. You know what I mean?
Bad and bougie.
As soon as that happens. My leg!
Okay.
Suiting. I'm going to bamboozle some fucking checks.
Yo, trust me, dog. The amount of things that... Because I feel like you've been here for a minute, but it's still not that long, dog. You know what I mean? It's not fucking... We're not talking about 20 years of content, dog. A lot of this stuff started happening like quicker. As soon as the content started blowing up, then you started seeing all these different things. I started seeing you pop up all over the place, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, that news guy skit. How did you come up with that, man?
The news skit?
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing.
Good morning, Toronto. Brandon Walzak here with your morning's weather. Currently 23 degrees in your city's core right now, getting up to a daytime high of 26. Now, do expect slight shit. Anyways, I'm pretty good at that by now. Yeah. Like I said, that was the one day. I don't know what I just was in a tattoo shop and I did it. Like, no rhyme or reason. I was literally tattooing a customer. Mm-hmm. And then when I finished tattooing them, I went out for a cigarette and I was like, I'm going to do a video. Like, no reason. You know? And I did it. And people were like, LOL. I got like 4 comments. And I was like, 4 comments? Whoa, I'm on to something. Like, I know it sounds funny now, but like, real talk.
No, but back then. Of course, no.
Instagram was like, if you got like 50 comments, you were famous back then. Now, if you get 50 comments, you got bati. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, back then, even girls didn't get comments like that, bro. I was like, So I was like, yo. I just kept doing it.
Yeah,
And then, like, you know, and then I wasn't even the 6 at 6 back then. My Instagram was Beamer416 because my initials are BMW. Wow. So niggas on the strip call me Beamer. You know what I mean? Niggas that know me from back then anyway.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know, I need something official. Like, what am I going to call this? You know, because it's just that back then I was just doing the news, like weather, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I going to call this? And I had, like, an epiphany. I woke up one morning and I was like, the 6 at 6. I was like, it's perfect, you know? So I changed it to the 6 at 6. The rest is history, yeah.
You ever try stand-up?
I've done stand-up a few times. I'm actually writing to do another one. But, like, this was, like, stand-up, like, 2 years ago as opposed to, like, now where I've
White Yardie?
Yeah, I was with with White Yachty and Maja Hype. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we did Caravana Weekend. I was the only light skin on stage. Nah, yo, it's hard to be a light skin going on stage. There's 500 black people in the crowd. That shit is intimidating.
They start coming for your neck,
and the lights make us hot.
There was like one white person in the crowd. I was like,
lights beaming on, glow and shit.
But I made the crowd laugh a few times, like good laughs, like those laughs, you know? Deep. Yeah, I got some good laughs, and it's so rewarding, but it's also so intimidating, which is like, you know, it comes.
Yeah.
It's like the skill. It's rewarding, but it's intimidating.
So take me through that experience before you get onto the stage to do are you getting butterflies in your stomach the same way, like... I don't know, fucking rapping or any type of thing like that. Like, I know...
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Like, I know when I was doing my rap shit back in the days, before I get on stage, I'd always get a little something in my stomach. But, like, you don't have no beat behind you. You just got to go and make people fucking
laugh. And that's
laugh.
What's so intimidating. It's like, yo, I spent $20 to be here. Make me laugh.
Yeah.
And you know Toronto crowds ain't easy.
Yeah. Try going to a weed lounge. Try and make people laugh in a fucking weed lounge. Everybody's like... fucking high as hell. You know what I'm saying? But fucking, but no, it's super intimidating, bro. Like, I, there's not really any other way to put it. Yeah, butterflies is, of course, you know, but it's not something that, like, you can't let that emotion, like, block your thought process.
Yeah, thought process,
you need to be thinking, you know. I need to be witty, I need to be on my toes, I need to be ready for rebuttals, just like in like a freestyle battle, if those were real anymore, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. In case the hecklers come
real nigga over here, just saying, like, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, I miss it.
Yeah,
the techie behind the camera, those are no tech, man.
Well, yeah, man, so that's a fucking complete different zone.
It's a completely, completely different ballpark. Like, rapping, I've been on stage and rapped in front of 2,000 people. That's easy. That shit is easy. It's easy to jump on a stage and recite my lyrics. Bro, I can rap nonstop. Like, I'm good at it. You know?
Yeah.
It's easy to do. But what isn't easy to do is do it completely with dead silence in the room. And not be rapping, but be witty and connect with people mentally to make them smile.
Yeah.
That's hard, bro. That shit ain't easy. And when I fucking first, like, my first time, I bombed. Mm-hmm. I was, like, so nervous. My knees were shaking. I have a video of it. I hope it doesn't get dug up, but my knees were shaking on stage.
Like, people booed?
No. People didn't boo. It was a fucking weed lounge. But, like, my knees were shaking. Mm. And, like, I remember, I looked at myself, like, yo, I'm so confident. Like, you know? Like, I'm a confident person.
Yeah.
Not, like conceitedly confident. But, like, I know me.
You know yourself.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was looking at I didn't recognize that person. Like, knees shaking, bro. Shaking, dog.
Wow.
Shaking it rough.
Like, shaking, dog.
Shaking it rough.
Yeah, bro. And I don't think anybody realized because they were so high in the room. They were, like, looking, just watching, you know, listening. And then I saw that, and I was like, you know what? I can do better. I can do better. I can do great. And then I did Rivoli, and then my very third fucking stand-up, I was Queen Elizabeth Theater. It was, like, almost sold out. Caravan a weekend, like, big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Do not fuck this up. And I went out on that stage and I killed it. And I was like, okay.
Sick.
I can do this.
Yeah, I think
I can do this still. I don't know why I haven't in the past year. I mean, like, there's been a lot of shit going on. You know how life hits you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been writing, so I definitely, like, Mr. Lewin is a good friend of mine. Shout out to Lewin. Mr. Lewin on Instagram, he's the self-proclaimed Toronto meme god.
Yeah.
He's nice. He's actually nice. And his, like, his Instagram is consistent. It doesn't stop. It's always content. So, yeah, but Mr. Lewin does stand up himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really funny-ass nigga, and yeah, I think him and I are going to start doing some, you know, some shows.
Some collabs and shit,
stuff. So look out for that for sure.
Dope.
So you prefer the skits over the live stand-up?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I have so much more creative process with skits, you know. I get to do shit, you know. Stuff you can't do on, like, being live and being, like, right up front. There's no intimidation factor in front of my camera when it's just me, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I thought this guy was pulling a Joe Button here just now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's it, I'm done.
Yo, Girk's this man.
Yeah, like, yo, what's popping? But yeah, so we'll just talk in general because for whatever. Pardon? No, we don't need to pause. Forget that. So yeah, so when it comes to the skits, you say you like the skits more, you have more creative.
Absolutely, output. Yeah.
So, with the Gusher Gang, which was one of my favorites, we'll go back to that because...
That's that shit?
Yeah. Like, so even when you dropped the melon...
Watermelon?
Yeah, the smooth character.
Yeah.
How, what was even, like, what was your thought process when you come with these characters? Like, I know you say you gave them all individual, but, like, is it just something you just go in, or you're writing these jokes as...
I'm not writing, no.
thoughts off the top?
I'm just fucking nuts, bro. I just think of shit, and it just makes me laugh, and then I do it. If it don't make me laugh, I don't post it. Like, as, like, personally, like something like Gushers Gang or stuff like that, you know? If it don't make me laugh, then I don't expect it to make you laugh. Y'all follow me for my sense of humor, you know?
So true, so true, so true. And I also noticed that you like to slap up people on fucking PlayStation Street Fighter.
Are you dumb? Yo, this guy, yo. Who's your character?
I don't have a character. I just
watch. How you bring up Street Fighter and you don't have a character, bro?
Well, I don't play online. I'd have to say Ken is my character. Right? But
that sounds like the most cookie cutter.
Right, exactly, because I couldn't tell you right off. Like, I'm just saying, I see that you slap up people. I'm not trying to challenge you online.
I deal with Matas on Street Fighter still and Dragon Ball FighterZ too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm mine.
Yeah, what is it? Is it, what is it? Twitter? What is it?
Twitch. Yeah. Like the streaming platform?
Yeah. Because like I said, you be slapping up mad. I see, yo, watch this. And it's a girl you were using. And I seen the video.
Laura, my beautiful baby boo. Ooh.
And you were slapping up man's like, yo, watch this. Yo, this boy thinks he's, watch this, fam. And he, like, yo, the commentary alone.
Thank you. Yeah, Twitch is something I mean, I should be promoting it on my social media page, like on my Instagram, but like out of 107,000 followers that I have.
Yeah.
Like what, 10,000 game?
Okay.
So it's not like something that I want to like shove down people's throats. Oh, by the way, watch me on Twitch. It's like,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up, man. I'm here to laugh, not be reminded of every one of your other social media facets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hate those types of people. Okay. Oh, by the way, use my promo code. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, though? Like, yo.
By the way,
like,
use our promo code WRHH.
I try to think, like, if I was you, you know? Like, I don't want to see your fucking Uber Eats promo code, my nigga.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
What kind of bird-ass nigga shit is that? Oh, hey, use my promo code for $5 off for me, not for you.
I apologize. I just came back from like a. I have to.
Yo, you're late.
Street Fighter Online.
Okay. I'm super unprofessional.
So yeah, with Twitch, I keep it separate. You know what I'm saying? So I keep Twitch separate from Instagram, and Instagram and Facebook are really their own. It's like the same thing.
Same company.
And I dropped Snapchat. To be honest, like I was gauging like 15,000 to 20,000 views like in 24 hours on Snapchat.
So did you ever think about reaching out to them and asking them to like help you with the filters?
I've reached out to them for years now. And they've like, never not you. A single response.
We have no time for you.
Fucking goose. Fuck that.
All right.
If I'm dropping 20,000 views in 24 hours, that's a huge platform for me. Yeah. That's not something that's like, you know.
Yeah.
That's not like a joke. Like that. Like I could sell that account for like $5,000, $10,000 at its highest activity. You know what I mean? But it's like, yo, like if they're going to treat me like I ain't a fucking content creator and I'm not doing something with like, yo. They only give a fuck about these people that are like 2.2 million fucking followers in the States. Like, oh, I'm in California. Oh, okay. Here, have every single fucking filter you've ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, yo, I've got 350,000 people across all my platforms and people that are dying to see content. People, I'm dying to see content. Like, let's just like put the fans aside for a second. I do this shit for me. Like I said, remember what I said. If it makes me laugh, then I post it.
I don't
do this for anybody else. I do this for my entertainment because I'm a fucking nut job. I just so happens that everybody has the same a fucked up sense of humor. So I was like, cool. And followers just went like, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So like, but so if they're going to disrespect me like that, then I'm not going to use the app straight.
Snapchat is dying anyway.
It is dying, and they're going to sell to Instagram. They're going to sell soon, and then Snapchat's going to be just like Vine, deceased.
Oh. Horrible.
Even like with all these different things, because it brings me to even one of my questions here with corporate interest. Do you have like corporate companies trying to hit you up, like trying to hit you up with a bag and stuff like that?
I'm too niggerish for that, man. Like, that's what sucks, man. I need like a manager that can like sell me to these people. Cause I'm not like, I'm not business savvy per se when it comes to that particular aspect of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know how to make it shiny. You know what I'm saying?
So you wouldn't do like a Fashion Nova?
I'm a grimy nigga. Like, yeah. I'm me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's somebody who can put me in a package, slap a sticker on it, shine it up, yep. put it in the window. I need that. I need... Yep. That's a woman for sure. I need her. I need her. She's like the PR. I need that one.
Yeah.
I don't have her yet.
Yeah, so then like...
Straight.
For example, like Fashion Nova has like their men's line or some shit like that. Like...
What?
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. This guy said Fashion Nova.
Hey, yo, can I go to the washroom now?
Yeah. He's about to do a Joe Button. You pull a Joe Button.
Nigga Nova. Nigga Nova.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me take a quick break here.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Okay, so we got Half and Late Night Nano in the building, right? Mm-hmm. Our Smoke and Mirror segment is like basically where we talk about news that's happened over the week and stuff like that. You know, we try to do hip hop news and some local shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So one of the things that I was thinking of, because I have my playlist that's always running in my car, right? Mm-hmm. I got a Friday's Picks playlist where I just take every album that I like and I dump it into that playlist. So just whatever can pop up, right? Mm-hmm. And Troy Ave popped up.
Troy Ave.
That ding, 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 ding. And I'm there listening to it. And I get like halfway through the 16. And he's talking greasy. And I was just like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. And I get fast forwarded to the next tune.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then it brought me to a fucking thought. I said, where the fuck is Troy Ave? You remember when The Source used to have milk crates? Missing mm-hmm. artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is on that fucking milk crate right now.
On the side of the
he's
milk
hemmed
carton.
Up. He's hemmed up. He's yeah. hemmed up and he has to do something bad.
Yeah, yeah. He got that shooting. The guy got the shooting, got caught up in the yeah. shooting.
When
the
tax and then he's apparently he's gonna snitch.
He's like, yeah.
Thank you. Right? Thank you.
So that's why you can't really take his music serious because coming from where you're coming from, especially
I don't
want
to be
like,
involved. That's poly to me.
You guys are not.
I only care what you're rapping about right now.
You guys are not co-signing.
Thank you. Right? Because that's the first thought process that started going through my head.
To
right?
The judge.
I'm there. We did a story on this. If you remember the story we did a few months back, and the thumbnail I used was him from that cartoon video where he's like in the box giving the finger. And he was talking about middle finger to the middle. What did he say? Middle finger from the stand.
Yeah, something right? like that.
And then after
rapping about the filth.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, he went quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Shout out to Savvy because Savvy and I were going through YouTube and we found some video that he's been dropping over the last few months. Because that track dropped 9 months ago.
Mm.
But you never seen him on Breakfast Club. You not
seen him. Nobody cares. They know the puzzle. Ah, fuck. Troy Ave.
Yeah, Troy Ave.
Self-made. You're about to tell, so.
Yeah.
I don't know who's following you.
Yeah.
You got shot, like, how much times?
So. No, but, like, it's proof. A rapper can't be a snitch. And remember, we had this video.
It's different after that, man. If you're hemmed up and then you're fucking snitching and shit, man, like.
But watch this now. What about a certain artist? I don't even want to say any names because everybody will catch on. That have that certain clearance already where they're like, they've sold millions of records, but they got themselves hemmed up later in life. They snitched and they still sell records.
That's cool for them.
The fuck is this?
They lost me at that point.
No, they lost me long time.
Well, niggas
of course, I'm not bumping
And then they show
no
videos of the man just in the suit just go to court and shit. Like,
you know what I mean? So,
there's one example and I'll throw the name out that. There. When I was doing my time back in like 2009 at first, and then going into 2010.
Okay.
And every time, live your life, whoa, from T.I. would come on, man's on the Rangers.
Meeting the walls.
Turn that off. T.I. couldn't get no fucking play for like a year straight.
T.I. is the next bad guy.
Right? But now he came back.
All right, the cookie's out of the jar.
I know what he did. No, because he's trying to call all the young people.
Well, the thing is, when he caught his case for the fucking guns, you know, they had the commercials of him with the two tips and all that shit. Mission. And then he came back. Was it Paper Trail? Or I forgot what album he came back with, but I don't remember.
But he started.
He came back.
And he sold millions.
He came back large.
That's what I'm saying.
He came back large.
Way bigger than before. That's what I'm saying. Like, show when I was listening to the Robert Badman and all certain like albums like that.
I'm like, yeah, it's a different time. You know, he's probably trapping. You know,
then like he gets caught up, whatever the case is, in fame, rare.
He snitches, he gets a year. Come on, man,
the machine thing, and then like you're doing the commercials.
He's like, yes, TIP tip. I have another tip for you. Like, you can call anonymous.
I can't wait to do a post edit. I don't know
because it's like it's bad. You have guys like that that do that and they're still living in success. And then you have...
He lost me at that
You know
point.
What I mean? Yeah, Troy Ave that still loses.
And Troy Ave came on and said,
because he's on the come up. He didn't
I liked him because he's doing his
yet.
Thing. He was he's self-made. He does his thing. He gets that 50-cent co-sign. Money out. That
forever co-sign from somebody like, yeah, you're here forever.
So Troy Ave is...
Negative.
He's done.
Negative, man. He's done. For me, he's done.
He's done for me, too. But I'm just... Because, like...
I was rocking with him.
Nobody
like,
fucks with Troy Avenue.
I was no, I was rocking with him when that whole Manolo Rose, all about the money. I'm like, yeah, the New York coming back, like that whole vibe.
Before the shooting.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like all them tunes, I was rocking with.
When real
so
situation
just, like,
happens, you see what people start doing, right?
The man's true colors is showing.
The man, he's copping out.
Okay, so I'm gonna leave Troy Avenue alone.
Yeah, he's done, man.
It was funny because he dropped the track. For the people who are going to be like listening to this, because like people listen to this on Thursday morning and shit, right? So he dropped a track yesterday for the people who are in Tomorrowland, okay? So it's funny because I'm like writing the story down and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker really? Sav was like, yo, he dropped a track today. I was like, this motherfucker really like heard my fucking mind. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if he snitched already.
I don't know. I'm gonna go do my follow up on that to see what's going on with this guy. Just to fucking
the dark man, yo.
But okay, the next story I have is Ontario releases regulations for storefronts April 1st. Okay.
Oh, they release that what you have to do to apply?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go to the CP24 article over here. Hopefully the internet don't fuck with me right now. Tarated.
So that means that they can sell weed from stores now?
Yeah. So you can apply for a license to open up a storefront.
It's amazing.
You have to have your paperwork together. That's great. Well, Doug Ford's running.
I bet that's guap.
Yeah. They're killing it, man.
Yeah. So let me break it down what they have here, because there's some rules, eh?
Of course there's rules. Stuff. There's always rules and regulations.
There's rules. Yo, legal up the weed, yes?
Well, it's legal now.
What?
But
you can grow 4 plants.
That's crazy. And you could fly with the loud.
Yeah.
Well, in Canada. I wouldn't risk that just because, you know, they want to hem people up just to hem people up on some bullshit, even though it's legal. The they'll fuck find a way just to fuck with you, even though it's legal.
Yeah,
they'll find their ways.
But it's legal.
Yeah, it's new prohibition.
It's like bogeys.
Yeah, exactly. It's like bogey. You can't smoke indoors or...
True.
In front of schools or in clubs. Oh, let's hear these regulations.
So check it out. All right. And big up to CP24. The Ontario government has released the regulations that will guide the startup of private cannabis stores on April 1st. The standalone stores can be open on any day between 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. and must be at least 150 meters away from a school. And bar entry of anybody under 19 years old. Okay?
Which they've been doing already in dispensaries.
So they're going to police all that shit?
Yeah. Now, there's some part I don't understand. A market concentration limit of 75 stores per operator has been set. What is that?
Only one per... Like, say, me personally, as an operator, I can only have up to 75 stores. I can't have more than 75 stores.
Kirk with the facts.
So you're saying basically you can have 75 trap spots.
That's sick, though. 75 of them?
Woo. Under one name, paying taxes.
Yeah, 75.
You don't need more than 75 spots.
Yeah.
As long as you have your guap.
Okay, thank you. 75 is cool.
Yeah, you can pay for it. That's what I'm breaking down for that when you
open your traps. You see what I'm saying?
And I'm not going to read the whole article, but the main shit here... until April, cannabis can only be legally purchased through the online Ontario Cannabis Store. Applications for license begins December 17th. Mm-hmm. Okay. And illegal cannabis retailers who were operating after legalization on October 17th will not be eligible to receive cannabis sales licenses.
Yeah, so the dispensaries that are running the pirate shit right now, if they get bust, they're not going to be able to apply for a legitimate license under this new legalization. But the ones that can skate through and get their paperwork till then, they're gonna make cake. They're gonna cake up.
Yeah. So April 1st.
Sticky icky.
This is lit.
You don't lick the blunts. Don't need the taste of the backwoods or whatever else, you know. Just seal it one time.
This is our own invention. Okay, Small Smokers Collection.
It's sticky icky.
Or Small Smokers Collective.
But what's in it?
It's fruit based.
Yeah, it's all natural, right? Mm-hmm. There's no THC in it, you know what I'm saying? It
doesn't get you high. It just seals the blunt. Nah, it just seals the blunt.
And this, yeah, and you don't have to worry about licking blunts, right?
You know?
Hit up at Spoil Smokers Collective on Instagram.
There's a page, Sticky Icky.
The Sticky Icky page? Hit up the Sticky Icky page if you want to get cartons of this, okay? This is for the comment gang and the people, and right? We're selling it right now.
Comment gang.
You know what I'm saying?
Get in.
Last thing. Homicide rate is going up to keeps going up, and we're at 89 right now.
40 and half of those 89 murders in this city were firearm related, is what they were saying today on the news. They had a press conference, excuse me.
So let me see here. I got City TV News.
Yeah, they had their press conference with the homicide cops, and they're saying basically 45 of these murders. Someone got murdered yesterday or this morning. 10 shots, like some crazy overkill. I was like, wow.
Wow.
I will be in the Weston Road area.
So we're November 15th for the people who are listening to the show right now, right? Mm. So as of November 15th, Toronto has 89 fucking homicides.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
It says Toronto is on track to mark its deadliest year on record after an onslaught of summer shootings and multiple homicides, of which 1 in 3 cases remain unsolved. Canada's biggest city has seen 89 homicides since January, matching its previous record set in 1991.
That's the year my brother was born.
That's crazy.
My brother was one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a bro born in 91 still.
Yeah. And I don't even think I need to go any more into this shit. That's a staggering stat for 1991.
Everybody be safe out there.
Everybody be safe, man. It's a scary year in the city, man.
We have to also remember, 91 is like the proliferation of crack cocaine, like really hit hard.
Money.
Fuck the city up hard.
Yeah. Like, things were cheap.
Where I was from, the block I was born on, I seen some crazy, not born, but block I lived when I was young, I seen some crazy shit on my block when it came to crack and fucking man hustling and neighbors' houses turning into trap houses overnight. And it's like, what the fuck is going on here? It was like Night of the Living Dead, like, bro. It was crazy.
Boys in Blue.
Yeah.
All them gangs there.
It's
way back.
That, you know, but this era now is just like, shoot first, think later. Deal with the consequences when I get bite.
Yeah,
that's the motto right now. That's the mindset I'm seeing, anyways.
It's crazy out here, man.
Beat it. If you hit somebody, you hit someone. If they die, they die. Oh well, I'll deal with that when I get caught.
What do you guys think, as men who are more experienced, and all of us as well as more experienced? I'm going to bring this question all around the table. What can we do in general for the whole city to bring down the gun violence? And I'm not talking about us as a black community or whatever. What does the city need to do to get the gun violence down?
Let's start doing fuckery. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys are doing fuckery, so a lot of people deserve a lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Leave everybody alone.
Hold on. Bring that mic over. Swing that mic right over there, half.
Gotta stop doing fuckery.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. Like, you just gotta stop doing fuckery. Like, a lot of people do fucked up things, and then when fucked up things happen to you, like, people are confused. You know what I'm saying? Like, just do, you know, when you feel, just be honorable in business. You know, if you live that street life, you know, the word's everything in the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, you kind of, all this snake in your dog, you know.
Running off on like the plug.
The small-minded, the whole small-minded,
small-minded quote-unquote hood shit,
you know what I'm saying? That hood rich shit, like, yeah. People think, like, sitting on 10 bands, a $4,000 chain from Kalani, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a car that you're financing is, like, lit. Like, it's like, there's so much more to life, you know what I'm saying? Like, people think that me taking your chain and pawning it for, like, five bills is going to change my life. Like,
yeah.
These guys out here are too busy trying to live their whole life in one day, not knowing that it's a marathon. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to see 90. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to see my grandkids look at me and say, yo, and my grandpops kind of laid out the blueprint for us, whipped up a sick formula back in his day. We're still eating off of his foundation, his umbrella. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. So, like... You know what I mean?
Well, that's real talk right there, man.
Definitely. That's why the youth just have to stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Even though the murder rate's high, it's just, I would say the youth just need to stay focused because at the end of the day, like my niggas, Champagne said, it's just more of a thing where, like, a lot of guys are doing fuck shit for no reason. It's like, you're playing yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of trolling and a lot of unneeded things going on, just not even on the internet, just in real life as well. Just
you gotta
make the right decisions. Slow down, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with slowing down a little bit, getting things in perspective and really checking your options, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
That's all it is.
I forgot to say this too. Like, a lot of youth are on the come up, like, a lot of them are programmed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're born into a block, hating a next block because that next block killed a family member of you just being born into that. So naturally, you just hate
generational.
That.
You know what I'm trying to say? So a lot of times, it's like, by default, you're kind of stuck in a sticky situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unfortunate, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Where it's just like a lot of blocks where it's like, I haven't got to, you know, everybody knows this block don't like that block don't like this block. You chill with those guys, your op kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like, me, I make sure I'm around people that don't really have no problems because, don't get me wrong, like, before anything, I'm a man first, right?
I'm
a proud father. Like, I'm a full-time dad, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So, like, if someone brings a problem to me, don't get me wrong, I will address it. But you have to bring it to me. But I'm not causing no problems. I'm not looking for your things.
Yeah, you're not looking
for problems. I'm not looking your gal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas out here walking next man's baby moms. go check a gal for a braid up, and you end up waxing it, and it's a Bridges baby.
Doing the most,
you know what I'm saying?
Playing out of pocket, and this is where guys, you know, get, like, feelings and, like, you know, emotions built up, and all these festered feelings, and man want to draw for, it gets crazy.
Mm.
And like I said, it's not always over drugs or something, like, simple.
Stupid shit.
It could be domestic. It could be something, like, you know? So, overall, you just got to make the right choices.
I just know everyone knows what they're doing. And keeping up with the fuckery. Fuck is gonna happen. You know, like, just value yourself, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's so much to life. If being dead is boring, you know, you're just gone, fam. You know what I'm saying?
I heard a man say, Maul from the Joe Budden podcast, most beef happens over money and pussy.
That's true.
Or violations. People just don't know how to act, man.
Yeah, because
people are disrespectful. You know, there's a lot of people that just push the ladder, like, you know, they keep pushing, till something happens to them. Like,
people need to understand one thing: principle is very important.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about that the whole time.
Huh?
I was thinking about that the whole time.
Principle. It's not about I owe you this man a bill or a five bills or this.
It's
the principle of the situation. It's not the money, exactly. Yeah, it's the principle.
It's not.
So when people
realize, you could be giving that man $50, $20 every day.
Exactly. The principle.
He knows, it's like, yo, bro, I lied. Like, at least he's dealing with it.
Yeah.
It's principle.
Yeah. Or don't dodge him. Say, yo, I don't have it right now.
Let's say, you know what I'm saying? Let's say you're not driving or whatever, and someone say, yeah, I got you, and then it's time, and it's like, bro, you said you got me, dog. So what? You can't get me? Couldn't, you know?
It's principle. People don't understand. Principle means a lot.
Yeah, it's like, that means I can't. Your word means nothing.
But before any of that, it's your word.
The principle, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, you're
before any of that, it's your word.
So you have to. That's what we want. You know, preach that. You're a man first. It's principle. Some people don't understand. Principle means so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I agree with her.
Like, one of the basic morals, man.
Trust me. It for me, as a man who's reached my age and dealt with a lot of different things that I've dealt with, you know what I'm saying? I've done time. I've been in the streets. I've gone through the corporate world. It's all about principles. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Do what you say. Say what you do. You know what I'm saying? If you can do it, if somebody asks you to do something, know yourself. And if you know you can't, say you can't do it. Mm-hmm. But if you can, then do it. You know what I mean? If you can and you say, yeah, I will, then you do it. And you then know, you get it out the way.
It's crazy because, like, it's always, like, out of 50 youth, probably, like, 5 or 6 will get what's going on or what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The others will probably just be like,
ah, fuck these niggas.
I don't know what they're saying. Or they don't get it. You know what I mean? But it's like, you don't want to wait till it's too late. You feel what I'm saying? You want to catch game when it's early. You feel me? Yeah. So a lot of these guys just need to, like, understand. Like, sometimes it's good to just be a sponge and just soak it all up. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No homo, but you feel what I'm saying? Like, that's all it is. Like, just be a sponge and soak it all up, because at the end of the day, the information is only going to help you move further. More options in life. You feel what I'm saying?
Super facts. Super
and facts. These type of things will bring the gun violence down, because if niggas got smarter instead of working harder, then, like, you know what I mean?
No. Get money. Fuck. If you're busy getting money, you probably don't want to, like, do these things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Like, social media, like, it's a gift and a curse if you don't know yourself. Like, if you truly know yourself, then you should know how to handle social media. But a lot of people don't. Like, remember back in the days when it was like, get to tap a girl in your class, write her a note, ask her, do you like me, circle yes or no? Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's like people in grade 4 are texting.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what I'm saying? Give a girl a couple likes.
You give a girl
it's
a couple
likes. It's
like
a weird language.
Yeah.
And then, you know fucking what I'm trying to say?
Like, you like a girl's picture 4 times at, like, 4 a.m. in the morning.
You know what I'm saying?
You love her. Or you're thirsting on her.
Yeah, before a man would be on the phone talking till 4 a.m. with a girl if they're really into. Yo,
exactly what you're saying. You playing some nowadays, Usher or something.
Nowadays, it's like, yo, this guy's thirsty. Whatever, you're falling, you're thirsty.
Nowadays, niggas are just bored, you know? They're just, remember, everyone's at home just on Instagram. Just watching. Mm-hmm. Just watching.
Just preying.
And it's like, it's like, when I see it, like,
before you live your life.
Let's say we leave here, right?
Right.
And I see you jump in a Rolls Royce Wraith 2019. Red seats. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking,
you see the stars in the roof. You know what I'm saying? And I seen a girl with you. Stomach on flat, it's back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she walk with you, I'd be like this. You just motivated me to sell a few more than whatever I'm selling. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus man's being like,
don't like that shit over there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, they're plotting.
Don't like that shit over there.
Like, niggas are just sitting down plotting.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
Trying to get the easy way out. Basically, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm really digging the fact that, like, we could build and have these conversations, because these are the conversations that need to happen, you know what I mean? And we're the people that need to be having these conversations, because the youth are watching us.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about them young guys, them 15-year-olds, them 16-year-olds, that are going to be starting to get into the fuckery or are already in the fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So these conversations are definitely important. You know what I'm saying? Let's wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get everybody's social medias and shit, okay?
Hold on. Before you go, I wanted to shout out Flipping Secret Sauce Volume 8 DJ Hoffa, bro.
Oh, the new Secret Sauce dropped.
It dropped, yeah.
I seen that on Instagram, man.
Yeah, I just want to give it a proper shout out. The man dropped it.
Prep that, and when we're doing our, when you get to your social medias,
bang,
let
right
us
here.
Know what that is.
I got it.
You know what I'm saying? So, Half, let the people know where to find you social media wise, as well as where you can get all your music and stuff.
Ultra Slapdown on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Slapdown on SoundCloud. I actually have 2 tapes on there. I have Slime Wave and Slime God on there. Mm-hmm. If you have time, take it in. Pause. And there's gonna be new music. You know what I'm saying? Features Champagne Floyd, Lane Island. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Slapdown on Instagram.
Okay. Late Night Leno. Let the people know where to find you.
At Late Night Leno. Keep it short and simple. So I'm saying that's pretty much the handle on everything.
Dope. Yo, mad respect for coming through, yo.
Well, thank you for having us, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for having us, man. Thanks for having us. You already know, man. Respect. You already know.
PK Herc, let the people... Oh, before you let the people know where to find you, let the people know what's going on with this DJ Hafa mixtape.
DJ Hafa, Ragu Volume 8. It just dropped. So there's like 20 exclusive tracks on... Or there's more than 20 tracks from what I'm seeing on the SoundCloud here, but he's saying there's like 20 exclusive tracks on here. So just take it in, Secret Sauce. You know, big up Ragu. Big up that whole movement.
Yeah,
you know who I am. SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK. Smokey the Bear, Paul Bunyan. You know, it's me. Holla at me.
Shout out to everybody listening, man.
Yes, you know, shout out our guests.
Shout out everybody that follow the wave, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just keep going, man.
Shout out the fans, everybody, you know. Everybody in Scarbreezy, Scarborough, you already know what it is. Shout out my kids. See what I'm saying? Love my youth, them. You already know what time it is.
For sure.
That's the first on the We Love Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Well, man, shout out to his kids.
It's not like it fucking be, out of 97 episodes.
Other than celebrating the birth of Hudson's daughter, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that.
That's the only time people talked about their children on this show.
We had mad celebrations on that episode.
Man, you gotta love your kids, fam. You see what I'm saying?
Situations where they can't really talk about their second life.
Right? No, it's true. It's up. So,
yeah.
Live like a real undisclosed life, but we don't.
We
love our kids.
See what I'm saying? Really,
and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, yeah, love dope. The youth, them. There's nothing wrong with loving your kids.
And Half has no kids, okay?
Soon time.
Didn't mean to put them on blast, but they're watching. Everybody's talking about kids. They're probably like, oh, so Half's a dad too? Like,
no, I have no kids.
Eat that thing.
Shout out the comment gang.
I'm just on preen quietly, bro. It's like, yo, once this gets posted, it's gonna be watching. Like, it's all love though.
It's all love in the motherfucker.
Is it?
Hit me up. Hit up my website. That's Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's Dredd. Hit up our website, the We Love Hip Hop website. That's welovehiphop.ca.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Yes.
You know all that good stuff.
You know, the subscription button is over here or over here. I don't know exactly where.
You want to see us filming from the YouTube offices? Get us over 10 grand.
Yes, let's do that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, our Instagram and our Twitter, that's We Love Hip Hop Network. It's episode 97. I'm going to take you all out with a track. This guy's named Poppy. It's Statement Season episode 10.
Okay.
So it's a music takeover.
Music takeover, all right.
It's a weird title, but you know.
Let it do what it do.
Yeah, on a different grind, trying to get it in on a different time. Money is time, no look backs and no rewinds. Yeah, she fine, but Poppy on a different grind. On a different grind. I'm on a different grind, doing triple overtime. Going in overdrive, show you how I override. You niggas better go inside, or coincide. Poppy in the cut line. We just doing facts, nigga, fuck high. To tell the truth, a nigga pissed off. Like they ain't try to take the wave and try to float off.